Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Darlington International Podcast. Today, we're excited to sit down with Mr. Bell to talk about his student life. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Bell.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
We want to talk a little bit about what your student life was like when you were in high school.
Okay.
So our first question is, what was your favorite subject in high school?
So my favorite subject was history. My favorite class probably overall was AP US History. So we got a lot of hosts today, so make sure you guys introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi, my name's Cam Seelig. I'm a senior at Darlington. Mr. Bell, did you play any sports in high school? And if so, what sports did you play?
I did play sports. I played tennis and basketball were my two main sports.
Tennis, right?
I had to give up soccer because tennis and soccer were the same season for the high school team.
I think you made the right choice on that one.
Did you enjoy basketball more than tennis? Or what did you choose for your final one?
Well, I got to play both, which was great. I love playing two sports. You know, they're so different. You know, basketball, we had a really good team. Our best player ended up going and playing for the University of Virginia, so we had big crowds and all of that sort of fun stuff. And then tennis, we had a really good team too, and my doubles partner and I advanced pretty far into the state tournament, and so that was like a different experience but a lot of fun as well. So our tennis was a little different, Randy, than tennis is here. We had six singles matches and three doubles matches.
It's different.
And you could play both. So you could play singles and doubles during one match.
So a lot more like a college setup.
Interesting. Yeah. So. And then what challenges did you overcome in sports that you translated to school in the classroom?
So, great questions. So I went to Manchester High School, which was a pretty big public school outside of Richmond, Virginia. And I would say that probably the biggest challenge for me was I actually got cut from the JV basketball team in 10th grade. So I had to decide if basketball was something I still wanted to do. I was pretty new to the sport, so I felt like I still had some opportunity to work hard and make the team as a junior. And so I think that, you know, kind of reality check, so to speak, just remind you to, you know, keep working hard and trust the process, whether that's, you know, school, sports, the arts, anything like that. So that was probably a good lesson for me.
Do you remember a favorite teacher that you had?
I had a lot of favorite teachers. So I mentioned AP US History as a favorite class. My teacher was Mrs. Easton. So she was definitely a favorite teacher. Interesting kind of story. My government teacher, actually our senior year of high school, ran for public office, the Virginia House of Delegates. And so we helped him campaign, and that was fun. They called us Mr. Cox's kids on the campaign trail.
That's awesome. And so we know that you did basketball and tennis and at one point soccer. Did you have any other hobbies or anything else that you enjoyed after school?
So let's see. I was not much of an artist, which is, I think, something I regret. I wish I had learned how to play a musical instrument or something like that. In high school, I had a job for a while. They opened a 17th Street surf shop in our community. So I actually learned how to put skateboards together and hang the, like set up all the stuff for a shop. So that was something that was fun for a while. And just did some odd jobs and cut grass and stuff like that in the summertime.
Question is, what made you want to do your job?
That's a good question. So my mom is in education. She's an elementary school principal in the public schools there in the same, obviously, where we grew up. So I think the idea of education and teaching was kind of always of interest to me. Then when I got to college, I was a history major and started thinking about what was next and decided that teaching and coaching might be a good start for me. And then I got a job doing that in a public school. And I realized in that process that you could actually kind of have more of a voice and more say kind of in the decision making in private schools than in public schools. So after 5 years, I was fortunate enough to get a job at a boarding school, and that sort of provided me lots of opportunities to learn that kind of led me to us sitting here today.
And how does what your student life growing up influence the decisions that you make today?
These are good questions. These are really good questions. We need to write these down for interviews when people come to Darlington. So for me, I hope that that Darlington would see me as a student-centered leader and wanting to be thoughtful about the student experience and the student perspective. And so remembering, you know, what it's like to be a teenager is an important part of that, while also remembering that what you all need for your future and for what college is going to look like for you all isn't the same as what it looked like for us.
For sure.
And you know, obviously there was a lot less pressure that I would say we faced than you all faced. Specifically when it comes to the dynamics of social media and then how competitive the college landscape is now versus the early or the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, for sure.
For me, so.
My name is Alberto Aguilar. I'm a junior. I'm from Costa Rica. And I wanted to ask you this question. What advice would you give to your younger self? Like, if you look back and you see the Mr. Bell 30 years ago, 35 years ago,
yeah.
What would you say to him, and something that actually makes a real impact on his life and makes him change something he
yeah.
maybe did wrong or
something
like that?
Yeah. No, another really good question. So there's a bunch of things. I think number one would be living into the realization that the happiest, most successful people are the ones that are the friendliest. So making sure that I, you know, sort of took on high school as an experience where I could connect with as many people as possible. So you know, obviously put yourself out there, if you will, to make new relationships, build friendships, both with your teachers and obviously most importantly with your classmates and the other people that you go to high school with. But I think a real opportunity that you all have here that's a little different just because the school is smaller is you can have, you know, some more significant relationships, positive relationships with the adults in this community, whether they're coaches, teachers, directors, things like that. And then, you know, obviously the biggest thing that we all would say, the easiest way to put it is try not to procrastinate. Stay organized and if you don't, I think if you're organized, it's a lot easier not to feel like you get overwhelmed. And I think that sometimes, you know, I probably didn't do some things because I thought I was busier maybe than I really was. So I think be organized, stay on top of the things you have to do, like homework and study for tests and, you know, all that sort of thing, so that you can enjoy the other things that you want to participate in and try some new things.
So finally, like, elaborating with your response, can we ask you, like, what's your favorite memory from high school, and like, what could we do to keep those memories or something we could do for our lives, like, in a happy way?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So let's see, some favorite memories. And I think some of those sporting events, so, you know, again, every place is different, but basically where we were from, only 8 teams in the state of Virginia went to the state tournament. And so there were 4 regions and 2 teams came out of each region, and we hit a buzzer beater to go to the state tournament my senior year. All of our fans rushed out of the seats, and there were just people everywhere. It was kind of definitely one of those March Madness kind of moments. I'll always remember that. And it was kind of cool because another interesting memory was that our graduation was actually in the same gym. It wasn't at our school. It was like a kind of a city gym. And so we all graduated from there, and we kind of got to relive that on our graduation day as well. And I think the other memories are just kind of like the funny things that happen in class, you know, with your classmates that you were in school with for a long time. We only had two AP classes in our whole school, AB Calculus and AP US History. So everything else was honors level. And interestingly enough, I have a lot of just fun memories of our Spanish 5 class, just because our teacher gave us a lot of freedom and she was a great teacher. And also because when I took Spanish in the eighth grade, the first quarter I made a D. So the fact that I ended up in Spanish 5 was a big accomplishment. And I always remember thinking about that. And my parents handled it better than I thought. But, you know, a lot of it was just kind of being overwhelmed by something new. So that was another one of those lessons. So, yeah. But I think it's the memories of the simpler things that I would encourage anybody to, you know, kind of cherish those moments as well. So,
yeah. Okay. I think that's it, right?
Yes.
All right. Is that all the questions?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good. Well, good. Well, as we finish up here, tell me a little bit about this I period and what you guys have been up to in the International Podcast I period. So our listeners here on the Darlington Podcast can get to know you guys a little bit better and what you've been up to.
So I'm Sophie Strickland. I'm a senior, and me and Kinsey are the co-presidents of the Spanish Club.
Okay.
And this is sort of an extension of the Spanish Club, something that we're doing through that. And it's basically just like an opportunity to connect the school even more with itself. So, you know, this is our first episode, and we're having it with you because you're the headmaster, and what better way to sort of, bring it all together. So.
All right. So, yeah. Well, good.
So.
Anybody want to add anything?
So I'm Randy Kim. I'm from South Korea, and I'm the only Asian who speaks fluent Spanish here in Darlington.
Vamos!
So this international podcast basically wraps up lots of people, like Hispanic people, Asian people, and people from Rome. And since we speak more than 4 or 5 languages, like all wrapped up together, I think this international podcast makes us like speak in one language, which could be Spanish or English, and we can like elaborate together and work together to make a podcast, which is really fun and entertaining sometimes. And that's like the main purpose for the international podcast we have.
All right. Awesome. Any upcoming episodes?
Yeah, we do a lot. Yeah.
What do we have to look forward to?
We're thinking about maybe other guests, or maybe just talking about everybody's culture and how we've connected together since we started the podcast. So we have a couple things in mind, but we gotta.
I know that
yeah,
we're
gotta
hoping,
start doing
yeah.
it now. So
yeah, we're yes. hoping to meet with like a head of house and talk about like dorm life or like a coach, talk about athletics, you know, things like that. So.
And are we gonna? I mean, obviously, this episode will be on the Darlington Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure, you know, when it comes up on social media, share it.
Yes.
Of course.
You know, let's
of
drive
course.
Up our listenership, and
it'll be everywhere.
And then we can make sure that your podcast gets out there as well. So make sure you're
that's our goal. Yeah.
Get
yes,
don't forget your marketing component as well. Because you guys do a good job. Really good questions. That's for sure. So well, this was fun. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for having us.
We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of Conversations by the Lakeside on the Darlington Podcast. Tune in wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and please subscribe if you haven't already. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.